Hey guys, welcome to the podcast today. This is a continuation of the study on Ephesians chapter 3. Hope you're having a good day. It has kind of gotten a little bit cooler here in Toronto. It was nice and warm last week, the week before, and it's kind of dipped back down to about 0 degrees Celsius. 5 degrees Celsius, a little bit chilly this morning, no frost on the windshield, but definitely have to dig out the heavier jacket. If you go too light today, you're going to regret it. So anyway, hope you're having a good day. We're going to be talking about finding your purpose, finding your purpose. We see a verse in Ephesians chapter number 2. That helps us when we go forward in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. So Ephesians 2 verse 10 says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Really, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is talking about what God has called him to do. We talked about last podcast about the dispensation of grace, God's economy of grace, which he made known unto the Apostle Paul. His job, his calling, was to make that known to the Gentiles specifically, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ among the Gentiles. That was his calling. So let's just take a few moments and we're going to talk about how do we find our purpose? How did Paul find his and how do we find ours? Let me just start off by saying everybody has a purpose. You are not a mistake. And if you are here on this earth, God has a purpose for you. And this is the way that you find that purpose. First of all, you have to be personally saved by Jesus Christ. Paul had a time when he accepted Christ as his Savior. And we're not going to go through that account, but he does give us a few verses in Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we are saved from our sin. You are sitting right now listening to this podcast, and you've either been saved from your sin or you have not. There is no in between. There is no work in progress. There is no, well, I'm trying. Because salvation from our sin is a gift. You either have been given the gift and you've received it, or you haven't. You don't work on a gift, and you don't work on receiving a gift, and you don't say, "Have you gotten that gift yet? Have you received that gift yet?" Well, it's a work in progress. I'm still working towards them finding me acceptable enough to receive the gift. No, that doesn't make any sense. So he's saying here that grace, which is undeserved salvation, grace is undeserved, undeserved merit in God's exceeding riches and kindness in Jesus Christ given to us, completely undeserved. So by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith. That's the method. Faith is simply trusting, simply believing, not in an intellectual way, but beyond the intellect. Yes, you have to understand the truth of the gospel, but you have to, in the deepest part of you, in your heart of hearts, in your true inner person, you have to decide, I am going to trust what Christ did for me on the cross as being completely and forever sufficient to save me to forgive me of my sin and to take me to heaven. You see, every one of us considers ourselves, there is a reason why we consider ourselves to be a good person. Okay, so what is that goodness that is sufficient enough to get you into heaven? If your answer is anything because I've trusted Christ and he paid my way, my friend, you are not saved. You need to trust Christ as your Savior. And I say this out of a heart of compassion. God is not going to accept into heaven anyone who offers their own goodness, righteousness, good deeds, religion to get into heaven. He would not have sent his son to die on the cross for us if we could have made it there on our own. And Jesus is not a stepping stone into heaven. He is either completely sufficient to save us or he is not. And we have to decide that in our heart. The Bible resounds with the truth that it is only through the finished work of Christ. Next, we see, so personal salvation is absolutely foundational to finding your purpose. The next thing we see is we have to accept that there is individual workmanship of God on my life. There's so many wonderful handcrafted items that we can find on the internet these days, everything from furniture to a new wallet. And there's a little disclaimer that says, the one that you get may not be exactly like the one in the photo because they are individually crafted. Well, guys, listen, that's the same way it is in the Christian life. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Every one of us needs to grow in grace. Every one of us needs to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every one of us needs to grow in our knowledge of the word of God so that we can walk by faith and not by sight. Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need to learn to walk in the spirit. This is an individual thing though. It's not simply, I go to church and so I'm good. No, there's an individual response in my daily life and in my future planning and in the priorities that I put in my life. There's an individual workmanship of God in my life. And yes, there's going to be many similarities that I have with other Christians, but there's also going to be some things that are very individual for me. And if you're going to find your purpose, you're going to have to accept Christ as your Savior. You're going to have to accept God individually working on you and you responding to that. Next, we see God's individual purpose. Notice I'm saying individual. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. It is God's purpose, not my purpose. If you're going to find God's plan for your life, your purpose for being on this earth, one is going to come through reconciling with God through Jesus Christ at salvation. God is the one who made us. He knows our purpose, but we're not going to find that true purpose if we've never been forgiven of our sin, if we've never been born again. First, we have to be saved. Second, we have to realize God is going to work on me individually. I've got to respond individually to this. I have to grow individually. And I have to realize it's God's purpose, not my purpose. It is a selfless plan. It is living according to the value of Christ, not according to the value of myself. I'm not trying to show the world how unique I am and how wonderful I am, but rather the goal here, the heart of this purpose is humbly submitting that Christ is more important than I am. And my purpose is to shine the light on him, not shine the light on me. It is for God's glory. The interest is for God to get the attention, not for me to get the attention. It's not about me getting dopamine hits on social media. It's about somehow spiritually being fulfilled by God getting all of the attention and likes, if you will. It's about him. It's not about me. Now, we've got to realize it was prepared by God for me to do this thing, this purpose. You have been gifted by the Holy Spirit upon salvation. We'll talk about that when we get to Ephesians chapter number 4. Your background is incredibly important. It is not wasted. It is the backdrop for the production of God's grace in your life. Your purpose is a walk. It is a lifestyle. In the King James Bible, that word oftentimes is translated as conversation. You have to accept that if you're going to find your purpose, it's not something you put on and take off. It's a lifestyle. I was listening to a professional athlete the other day, and they were talking about how their whole life revolves around the performance of their sport. To where when they're hanging out with friends, they're thinking, how is this going to impact my purpose? How is this going to impact my performance? This food that I'm eating, is it going to impact? How is it going to impact my performance? This time that I'm spending out, and am I spending too much time out? How is this going to impact my performance? They have all sorts of technology, wearable technology now that help out with athletes knowing their performance and how it impacts it. That's really a good mindset for the Christian, because everything that we do impacts God's purpose for our life. And to the degree that we're willing to accept that this is a lifestyle, and I'm learning to walk in the Spirit, depend on the Lord, pray, trust Him, let His purpose more and more take over my life, and that's how I begin to identify myself, is through Christ and through His purpose in my life. The more I'm willing to do that, the more clearly I will see my purpose. Colossians 3:1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. We will see that our purpose will fit in the context and authority of the local church. It's not individual super Christians going out there and doing good. It is you submitting to the body of a local church and saying, how has God gifted me to fit into this group and help this group accomplish God's purpose in this world? Your purpose is serving God by serving others, and the goals will be eternal goals. Now let's go back to chapter 3, and we're just going to look briefly at this calling that Paul has. He says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Your calling, because it's for Christ and through Christ and in Christ, your calling will motivate you to sacrifice. Your calling will motivate you to joyful sacrifice that nothing else will. He's sitting there and saying, I'm a prisoner. And he doesn't say I'm a prisoner for you. He says, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you. Right? Jesus Christ was the motivation. His love for the Lord, that relationship, that individual relationship, was the motivation for this painful sacrifice that he is making. He even goes on to say in verse 13, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And again, he goes on to say, he's like, look, don't be offended, or don't be overwhelmed with the fact that God has called me into this sacrifice for the benefit of your faith. It was for Christ. God gave Paul the divine calling. He gave him this purpose. He says, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word. We can see here where he's serving others. He's serving God and he's serving others. These two things are intricately connected. Verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. He's saying God's the one that taught me the truth about my calling. And he's the one that gave me the knowledge that I need to accomplish my calling. God will do the same for you. Don't approach this with fear. Don't approach this with, I don't think I can do that. God will give you what you need to know. God will give you the knowledge. He'll give you the opportunities. He'll give you that defined purpose. He'll give you that if you come to him and you're willing to follow. He's describing here how God gave him the opportunities. And then he says in verse number 2, going back up, of the dispensation of the grace of God. God gave him the grace. Listen, God is the one that gave him the motivation. God gave him the one that gave him the ability to accept the sacrifice. God gave him the knowledge he needed. Listen, God does not need for you to know how to do what he's calling you to do. He needs for you to be willing to trust him to give you the knowledge and the motivation and the power to do what he's calling you to do. He doesn't need full vessels full of their own awesomeness. He needs empty vessels that are willing to come to him and humbly say, I want to serve you. I want to serve others. I don't think I can do this. When the sacrifices come, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm willing to trust you to fill me and use me as a lifestyle in accomplishing my purpose. Guys, I hope that was a blessing to you. If it was, consider sharing it with someone that you know that would benefit from this. And especially if you have relatives or if you have friends, family members who are not saved, they've never trusted Christ as their Savior, consider sharing this with them as well. Guys, have a wonderful day. Pray that God helps you find your eternal purpose. And let's go out there and serve the Lord together.